Talk to the Movies, I'm Ryan.
I'm Justine.
And today, we are talking about Anomalisa.
Yes.
Anomalisa is the new, what do you call it, thingamabob?
Film?
Film. Stop motion animation film from writer and director Charlie Kaufman and co-director something whose name I forgot already.
Dan Harmon?
No, Dan Harmon just produced it.
Oh, I don't know.
I forget the name of the other director. It's not important. Anyway, it's very much a Charlie Kaufman film.
Pause.
Yeah.
Okay, resume.
Are we still going?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So, what is Anomalisa, Justine? Like, give me a plot synopsis.
This businessman is going to, like, a conference where he's speaking, and it takes place in, like, a night.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, not even 24 hours.
He's sad.
Yeah.
Ennui.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to talk about because the story is very simple, and so to go beyond, like, he's going to stay at this hotel and he's kind of, he seems depressed or whatever, to go beyond that kind of gets into spoiler territory because you start getting into, like, details of the story, and it's not a very, like, long story, I guess.
No.
So it's just about this sort of night that he spends in a hotel plus part of the next day. It's all, like I said, stop-motion animation. I don't know if it was claymation or puppets or...
It was puppets.
It was puppets?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So, I guess first talk about, like, what you thought of the look of the film, and then tell me about, like, your thoughts on the film overall.
I liked the way the film looked. I thought it was interesting. And, I guess... The attention to detail I was really impressed with, and the, like, craft of it was very impressive, and I think that was probably the most impressive part of the movie.
Yeah.
So I guess that's not so great. But the film in general, I liked. It's a small story. It's oddly funny and has a really odd, uncomfortable melancholy to it that is very Charlie Kaufman. So I liked that. I thought it was funny. I thought it was interesting. I liked the discomfort. That's kind of it. Like, it's an hour and a half, and it's not a very deep movie.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, what's interesting is, like, I kickstarted this film, and I did it years ago, years and years ago. Like, when Kickstarter first started, it was one of the first sort of big Kickstarters, and it was supposed to be a short. Like, it was supposed to be, like, I remember it was supposed to be, like, maybe 15 or 20, maybe 30 minutes. And I can totally see how this film could have been told in the exact amount of time. You know? Like, it could have been a short. And if I'm not mistaken, what happened is they got so much money in their Kickstarter, they decided to expand it into a feature. And I don't know if it's helped or hurt by being a feature. I didn't feel, like, restless or anything. Like, I thought it was interesting how slowly the film unfolded. And the amount of time we spent with this character and the other characters that we get to meet. I thought the look of the film was beautiful. Like, it's really, really interesting and unique looking. Even for a stop motion film, like, at times it's like almost like photorealistic, which I guess makes sense. It would be photorealistic because it's actual objects, but like, I don't know. I've never seen a stop motion film look like this before. So that was really cool, but like you were saying, like that is the most impressive thing about it is a little bit of a bad thing, just because the story. I wouldn't say it's not impressive. It's just like I feel like I've kind of seen this story before in various versions, and so I wasn't particularly impressed with what they were trying to tell me with the story. Like, I feel like I've kind of done this story before. But I thought the voice acting was all very good. David Thewlis plays the main character. If you're not familiar with that guy's name, he was... Professor... What's his name?
Lupin. Professor Lupin.
Lupin from Harry Potter. So he was good. And Jennifer Jason Leigh plays a role. And then this guy named Tom Noonan, who's a face that you would know, if not a name you would know. I thought he had a very interesting role in the movie. And I thought that was cool. But, yeah, I think it's good. It's definitely not the movie they're selling in the trailers. Like, the movie they're selling in the trailers is like this upbeat, inspirational, coming-of-age tale type thing. that's not what this is at all.
I would disagree with that. I've seen the trailer, and I feel like I get a distinct melancholia from the trailer.
Yeah, but, like, the trailer's upbeat. Like, it's up-tempo, and there's, like, this, like, spirit to the trailer that, of, like, that there's going to be revelations of, like, you're going to have these deep revelations about what it means to be a human by watching this movie. That's what I got from the trailer, anyway, and that's not what I, that's not necessarily what I got.
Yeah, I didn't get that at all.
Anyway.
I mean, I got, I think what I got from the trailer was, I don't know, we're going to explore the depths of depression. I didn't feel like the trailer was upbeat or anything like that.
Interesting. Maybe I'm remembering the trailer wrong. But, yeah, I think if you like Charlie Kaufman, if you're down with an hour and a half long stop motion animation cartoon thing that's, you know, like, if you like the Dr. Katz cartoon, not that style of animation, but that type of cartoon where it's, like, about therapy or about, like, deep issues or whatever, I think you'll like this. If you don't like Charlie Kaufman movies, it's not for you. I don't think this has any crossover appeal to a mainstream audience. I guess that's what I'm saying. Hmm. What do you think?
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Like, I would not recommend my parents see this movie.
No, I don't recommend that. I don't recommend that at all.
If you're into puppet sex.
Yeah. Puppet genitalia.
Yeah,
there was some weird tittering in our crowd.
Yeah, I don't think people were ready for it. I knew it was happening before we came in. I'd heard about it, but yeah, there's some puppet nudity.
And there's no cutting away.
Yeah.
Either.
It's quite frank in its depiction of puppet nudity.
And puppet sex.
And puppet sex.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of puppet sex.
Like, I mean, not lots. But like it's one scene.
One extended scene.
It doesn't cut away from the scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, that's kind of all the sex there is.
Yeah. But overall, I liked it, you know? And I get a, I kickstarted at a level where I get, like, a digital download of the film. And I could see myself watching this again.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's interesting.
It's like Charlie Kaufman meets, Lost in Translation. Like, I felt like Charlie Kaufman in Translation.
You know whose influence I didn't feel at all is Dan Harmon. Harmon's a producer on this, and, you know, when I think of Dan Harmon, I think of Community, and I think of, like, A Joke a Minute, pop culture references out the wazoo, and there's nothing here like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, definitely not.
Yeah. But, yeah. This sounds like something you would like. I think you should go see it.
Yeah.
And for everybody else, don't.
Go see Star Wars again or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right, cool. Well, it's been After the Movies. I'm Ryan.
I'm Justine.